Hello, my name is Shelley. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm calling because I have a question.
Sure, how can I help?
All right. My boyfriend was tested positive for COVID, and he gave it to me. And now I want to know what evidence is there that once you have it, that being with the person that gave you COVID in the first place, that you can be reinfected.
Oh, reinfection? Okay, let me see.
Yeah, is that even possible?
Let's see. Okay, it looks like the CDC is actually looking into reinfection, as they've seen in some cases. So they are advising reinfections are expected.
So, I mean, is it rare? And I mean, like, you would have the same strain.
Not necessarily. There's multiple strains of the COVID-19 at this time. So really, if one
right.
has one and the other one has a different one, they can combine and actually create another one.
But
I mean,
I know 100% that he gave me his strain because he was the one that got it first.
Okay.
So if two people have the same strain, I mean, is that possible that they would reinfect one another?
Yes, ma'am. For CDC, they are actually expecting reinfections.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. CDC is advising, that's where I'm getting my information from, that reinfections are expected, and they're still looking into them to see how frequent they are and how bad they are.
So even the two people that gave it to each other should stay away from one another?
Per CDC, if you have it, you should quarantine alone. Yes, ma'am. At least
okay.
Until symptoms start getting better. It advises of 10 days, and if symptoms are getting better and no fever without using a reducer, that's when, you know, it advises you can be around others.
When you no longer have fever and you don't have any symptoms.
Yes, ma'am, and after 10 days of quarantine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I do hope that we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following sites, adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you.